This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Great to have you on the line. How are you doing, Jan?
I'm very well, thank you.
Before we jump into it, I have a query for you from a very regular listener. Yes. For the past weeks, plural, I've been having a difficult job with continuity with data from my state-owned service provider. Please ask Jan if there's some sort of problem there, if you don't mind. That's from Benjamin. Is there an issue? I know yes. He's out on a farm in a rural area. Is there an explanation for it?
Yes, I'm assuming the state-owned service provider he's talking about is Telkom. And we have indeed,
I presume too.
Yeah. But honestly, I can speak broadly to that. It doesn't have to be Telkom, but we've specifically had reports about bad performance on the Telkom mobile network. The ADSL and fiber performance is not going to be poor performance across the board, but I've received isolated reports of bad performance on the network that then sort of gets better. I've got family in, Durban, Itakwini area, that had problems on their open serve fiber. And I've got friends, up here in Gauteng in the Centurion area who had problems on their open serve fiber, but that's not an ISP issue. That was open serve. That seemed to be an issue on the fiber side because it affected, two people in completely different areas, but it wasn't across the board. Not all people were affected equally. And when I looked into it, there were several outages, and there are always continually several outages on fiber networks around the country, whether it's OpenServe, Vumatel, or Frogfoot or whoever, you know, there's, Metro Fiber Networks. There's constantly outages. And, for a while there, at least before we went to alert level 4, it seemed like it was really a challenge to service some of these outages. Like it took 4 or 5 days to fix fiber issues in some cases that I suspect would have been fixed far earlier had we not been on lockdown. So that's the one aspect of it. But on the mobile networking side, yes, we've seen a tremendous degradation in performance, especially on Telkom and Rain's networks. And so if your listener is on Telkom and on Telkom LTE in particular, unfortunately, we have seen a general issue there. I'm hoping that the release of the temporary spectrum that ICASA has given to Vodacom, MTN, Telkom, Rain, amongst others, is going to be used to increase capacity on the networks and hopefully alleviate these problems.
See, that's why it's good to talk to the experts, because that was a comprehensive answer, if ever there was. Jan, you're going to take us through two or three of your top stories on your site, but I want you to begin with the story of 5G.
Right. Yes. I mean, what is more topical? Vodacom has announced that it's used some of its temporary spectrum that we've just spoken about to roll out the Africa's first mobile 5G network. I don't know what the obsession is with constantly being first with something, and you get increasingly specific with what you're first with. But regardless, it is a milestone, not to take anything away from that. The Vodacom says that they've launched a 5G network that is not just a fixed 5G network like we've seen being launched all over the world and in Africa in particular. Vodacom has one in Lesotho. Rain has one here in South Africa that's launched in major centers. But that is generally from the tower to a fixed point. They're not really designed to be used while you're on the go. Vodacom says that its network is designed to be used on a mobile phone. For now, though, the devices that they're selling are all the sort of fixed home routers that you could buy with anybody else's similar 5G installation or 5G network. And so, we'll see how that goes. A very curious decision by Vodacom to launch a 5G network with a temporary spectrum, because as best we can tell, come 30 November, that spectrum is going bye-bye. At the very least, and certainly there's a deadline in terms of the national state of disaster. When the national state of disaster is lifted, there's also a set window within which the spectrum reverts back to ICASA, and they get to assign it to whoever they want. And so it's an interesting decision by Vodacom to, as sort of a first port of call, roll out a 5G network rather than capacitate its 4G network, And we'll see where that goes. Vodacom claims that 5G is going to help them alleviate congestion on their network. If people don't buy into it, like, you don't just use 5G. You have to buy a specific device to access the 5G
network.
That
was the question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not going to just be live on your latest Samsung or Huawei or iPhone won't be able to use it. Anyway, but still very, very, interesting move and quite affordable. They're talking about, 200 gigs plus 200 gigs for R1,000 a month. They're still, quite a bit. More expensive than Rain, but Vodacom has always said their ambition is not to be the cheapest, but the best. So, looking forward to giving that network a test drive, that's for sure.
Jan, in the minute or so that we've got left, what's your next most read or interesting story on your site?
Right, so we also looked at cable.co.uk, which has released its new mobile data report, and perhaps we can delve into that when we look into South Africa's data prices in the future. But once again, it shows that when it comes to data prices, South Africa is depressingly average. We're so middle of the road, it's terrible, actually. So, yes, you know, for a gig of data, if you're in a place like St. Helena, you're paying R990 a month, whereas in South Africa, obviously, it's around R99 a month, or when they were doing the surveys, R150 a month. Those prices have come down in the month since cable.co.uk collected its data. And then perhaps I wanted to draw attention to more internet connection stuff that I didn't get to touch on when we spoke about Telkom earlier, is wireless ISPs. Now, if you're in a more rural area and there's no fiber or ADSL, you might be looking to a wireless ISP. And those wireless ISPs are begging people and saying, please, please, please pay your subscriptions on time. We are small businesses and cash flow is incredibly important to us. Pay, like, buy your food. You know, pay your essential bills and then please pay for your internet. It is as essential a service as you can get. And please regard it that way and make sure that the small businesses that keep you connected stay afloat.
Jan Vermeulen, mybroadband.co.za. Thank you so much for the input. Interesting as always. That's where we're going to leave it today. And we'll have a date same time next week.
Catch you same time next week. Thank you so much.